The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hello and welcome to The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. We've got another Neil on the podcast this week. Neil Schloss, the head of asset management at Growthpoint Properties in South Africa. The Property Pod is a weekly MoneyWeb show where we gain insider insights from leading executives, analysts, developers, and entrepreneurs in South Africa's expansive property industry. We are zoning in on Sandton, SA's commercial hub, the home of the GSE, and the host of this year's high-profile G20 summit on our latest episode. As you may be aware, Growthpoint is South Africa's largest listed commercial property landlord. While it is a joint shareholder in the Cape Town's V&A waterfront, its trophy property precinct in the country, the group has a major presence in Gauteng and Sandton with its head office here. It also owns iconic properties such as Discovery's head office in Sandton Central, and is the driving force behind the new Sandton Central mixed-use precinct around this property. In an exclusive back in 2019, MoneyWeb broke news of Growthpoint's big Sandton Summit plans. That was, well, pre-COVID, and we quoted Growthpoint's Rudolf Pinar, the group's well-known chief executive and investment officer at the time. The late Pinar was a key player in the industry and former chair of the Green Building Council of South Africa. Now, Sandton Summit seems to be back on the cards with Growthpoint revealing a new 2 billion rand upmarket apartment twin tower project called Olympus Sandton last month. Last week, Growthpoint had a tour of some of its properties in Gauteng, including those in Sandton. I missed that tour, but Neil Schloss from Growthpoint was on the tour and now he's on the podcast to share the group's latest insights on Sandton. That was a mouthful, but welcome to the Property Pod, Neil.
Thank you, Suren.
Growthpoint has got its biggest development in Sandton in years on the go or about to be launched. As I mentioned, 2 billion rand. It's not a small sum. Why Sandton and why residential mixed use? Because Growthpoint has mainly commercial buildings in this part of the world.
Yeah, so it is an exciting project for us, and it still has to be formally launched to the market, but I'll talk to it now. In essence, the investment that we have in the Sandton Summit precinct will total over the years well over 2 billion rand. In actual fact, our Discovery building is well above that in terms of value. The actual Olympus, which is the residential, will be about 1 billion rand of that. And that is about to be launched to the public and consists of two residential towers with a podium, which will have, you know, multiple amenities such as pools and gyms and coffee shops and restaurants and the like in the Sandton Summit precinct. So, you know, we see the residential add-on as a logical addition to the mixed-use precinct. Sandton Summit has always been that to us, mixed-use, where it's work, live, and play, that it is, you know, close proximity to amenities, be it Sandton City, and other amenities such as the Gautrain station. It's well located in terms of transport, being on the intersection of Catherine Street and Rivonia, the Catherine / Sandton Drive, depending which side of Rivonia you're on. It has great walkability to Sandton in an area which isn't, you know, known for its walkability, you know, Sandton, but this is fantastic access to Sandton. The product is highly desirable. I mean, interest has been off the charts. We are developing it with a very established residential developer called Tricult. They have been successful developers in this kind of residential play. They were involved with the Houghton as well as the Ellipse in Waterfall. And we believe that they are the ideal partners for us to go forward on this particular project.
Now, you said 1 billion. Is 1 billion for the first phase, or is it 1 billion in total? The reason I ask is because of Sandton Central, rather, you talked about another 2 billion, but I gather you meant 20 billion or more around the whole precinct over time.
Yeah, so the residential development that we'll be doing with Tricolt is around about a billion rand in total. When we start to look at the potential value of a developed out Sandton Summit, that would be well over, 2 billion rand, 3 billion rand. If you start to count buildings such as Discovery in there and the potential development that we have rights currently for 107 odd thousand square meters that we can develop out now. We are applying for additional rights, and together with other properties that we hold in the greater precinct, we could add a further 200,000 square meters of development to the 107,000 square meters of bulk that we currently have.
So on the tour, I see in Engineering News, Estienne de Klerk, the SA CEO, gave an update on demand. You talked off the charts. So obviously it's two towers. One is going to come up first and then the second one. But can you give us some indication in terms of demand? Because it's your first residential greenfields project in Sandton.
Correct, it is. And just to chat about, first of all, the product, there are units that range from a price point of view from about 1.49 million per unit, right up to the penthouses, which are in the region of 45 million rand. So there is quite a spread in terms of the price range. We have sold about 60% of the units, and that will be slightly higher when we look at the value, because some of the larger units have been sold as well. So the sales have been phenomenal. We've built a very impressive showroom on the site, which is a mock-up of a typical two-bedroom, two-bathroom unit with the furnishing package. And it really is a great way to see, what the unit can and will look like once developed. We are, together with Tricolt, quite amazed at the interest and the take-up of the development so far. We've only launched phase one, which is the first tower, and depending on the continued interest and take-up, it may even be the case that we would have to look at launching both phases at the same time. Just to give you an indication, typically the way the residential developments work is that we would have to reach a pre-sales hurdle rate, and obviously we're fast approaching that. Typically that would be greenlining the transactions, so making sure that finance is in place where potential purchasers require finance, or otherwise confirming that the transactions are unconditional from a finance point of view if people aren't using bank funding. Yeah, we are obviously overwhelmed with the interest so far, and we're in the process of firming those offers and purchases to green line.
Thanks for that, Neil. You talked about it a little bit. My next question was about how does this Olympus Sandton development fit into the Sandton Summit plans? You talked about the scale and the potential for higher bulk. Do you want to share some insights on what the overall precinct would look like? Because you say 2 billion, but Discovery, I know it's jointly owned with another property company, but that alone is over 3 billion rand. So it's very possible that it could go beyond 10 billion or even 20 billion rand over the next 10 to 15 years. Maybe not specific to numbers, but in terms of the mixed use to make it beyond just offices.
So, obviously the flagship building at the moment is the Discovery building. That's 116,000 square meters in size. We own that together with Zenprop, We have 55% and Zen Prop own 45%. Fantastic flagship, iconic building with a flagship tenant. The precinct itself has rights for anything from residential, hotel, retail and offices. And we are exploring all of those options depending on what we believe is the, you know, is the right fit for the demand and what the market requires. Before 2019, the Sandton Summit precinct would have been probably more heavily weighted to offices when looking forward. Obviously, that's been toned down a little bit. We've had some very strong interest from hotels. We've got the residential, which is about to be launched and has, which is Olympus, which has had, you know, phenomenal success to date or interest to date. And then from a retail point of view, we were exploring retail and, you know, not to say that it's off the cards, but the, you know, the broader precinct where is now has a neighboring shopping center being LXX, which is the conversion of the old IBM building. So it would be a completely mixed use, greater precinct, but from what we own and control, it would be offices definitely, residential definitely, maybe some retail, and then some lifestyle uses as well. We own all the way up, you know, if you're going east in the precinct, we own what we call Enanda Greens, which has a 9-hole golf course, and that ultimately, once the precinct is fully developed, would form part of the precinct, and that is a beautiful green lung in the heart of Sandton, which is obviously quite appealing.
Thanks for that, Neil. Clearly, Growthpoint is committed to Sandton. I know there's a big project which we reported about, the massive expansion at the V&A. Lots of hotel interest there. You talk about hotel interest in the Sandton precinct. Obviously, it's early days. At the time in 2019, I know Arco were very interested in both the V&A as well as Sandton. That's the French hotel group. But on Sandton, does this mean that Sandton is on the rise again? Maybe not on so much on office, but, you know, this building is quite tall.
So I think, you know, if I can just take a step back, I mean, Sandton remains the most prominent office node in SA. It is, as you mentioned in your intro, home to many of the top corporates, financial, insurance, legal, you know, number of professionals. Our portfolio that we have there is currently in excess of 350,000, 360,000 square meters of office space. And we have the vacancy in the portfolio peaked at about just under 29% in June 2023, and was over 100,000 square meters at that time. It's now below 70,000 square meters. So we're seeing interest definitely in offices heading in the right direction. It's nowhere near where we would like it to be. And the market dynamic, there's still an imbalance between supply and demand. So yes, we committed to Sandton. It doesn't, what we're seeing is there is a range of performance metrics, and we're seeing the P grade offices perform substantially better from a vacancy and interest point of view than our A grade stock. And also, it is quite dependent on where you are located within Sandton. And we believe that Sandton Summit and the areas around the Gautrain station and Sandton City are key to the quality of our portfolio. And we have a number of buildings in that area. Obviously, Discovery. We've also got Alice Lane, which is home to Absa and Norton Rose. Our head office, as you mentioned earlier, is also in the area, and that is the place. So yeah, we are obviously heavily invested in Sandton, but we believe that Sandton still remains relevant and a powerful node from an office point of view. I think the trick is to be in the right type of office so that you can attract the right type of tenants and then have a quality portfolio that reflects that.
Thanks for that, Neil. We'll get to vacancies in a minute, but what other Growthpoint projects are on the go or being considered in Sandton at the moment? And you could include refurbs or other investments beyond perhaps in Sandton Summit, but in the broader Sandton node.
So I think, our most recent projects within the Sentinel node, specifically, we've recently upgraded our head office called The Place. And at the same time, we upgraded our offices to reflect not only the upgrade to the building, but also a different type of office fit out that attracts and retains staff, and that people want to visit and work in, amenity rich. We've also recently completed a refurb of the facade in a building called Sandown Mews, and that was in order to modernize it, make it more relevant, and really upgrade it so that it remains appealing. And vacancies on the back of that have seen a reduction. We recently had Engine take a substantial chunk of space in that building, so that's been quite positive. Interest in The Place is picking up, and we're starting to do some deals on the back of the upgrade and the new look and feel of the atrium within the property. There is another exciting project which is linked to our head office, to The Place. Unfortunately, I can't talk too much about that, but it will be launched very, very shortly. And it's a project that we believe not only is of benefit to The Place and Growth Point's head office, but will have far-reaching benefits to many people who use Sandton, Sandton Office Node and Sandton City.
Well, that will be one to watch. I know the Apple store is next door there, so I suspect it's on a vacant site perhaps. But we'll try to get that story once it develops. But on the vacancy side, you talked about that significant reduction. What is the percentage currently in terms of vacancies for Growth Point in Sandton? And what will it take to get us down to single digits?
So because we're in a closed period, I can't tell you what they are as at the end of December, but I can tell you that as it's September, we had seen a reduction to just under 20%, and that was from a high of just under 29%. It's when you look at our P-grade vacancies, those are really, really negligible, and they are low single-digit numbers. Where you are seeing the pain and the vacancies is in the A-grade. We don't really have a whole lot of B grade, but that's typically where you're seeing it as you go down, I suppose, the quality curve. So we're quite happy with where the P grade vacancies are. Obviously, we'd like to have zero vacancies, but the P grade really outperforming. And essentially, Surin, we need economic growth. Everything follows from economic growth. If we want to be able to create business and fill office space, we need to create that demand for office space, which is on the back of economic growth. And then you can start to take up some of the oversupply that is still exists in a node like Sandton. We've had some success. As I mentioned, we've taken the vacancy from what was 100,000 square meters to about 70,000. And that's been a combination of a number of initiatives. Number one is letting vacant space. And we've had interest from corporates, as I mentioned, Engine, where we've done deals, to BPOs who've taken some substantial space in Inanda Greens. We've also taken stock out of the market where we've sold. A building called Sandton Close, and that was sold to a resi conversion developer. And that's another strategy of ours to take stock out of the market. So yeah, it's a combination of active asset management, as well as also understanding what parts of Sandton lend themselves to certain specific uses, as well as the grades of the offices that or either existing in those areas or shouldn't exist in those areas, if I can say.
Neil, you talked about amenity rich, and some of your colleagues have taken it further, talking amenity rich micro business precincts in South Africa's big metros. Now, Growth Points has a presence in the Western Cape, Gauteng, KZN, most of South Africa's major hubs. Growth Point seems to be creating mixed-use developments or precincts, business blocks, as it were. You have Sandton Summit. We toured Cape Town's Longkloof precinct, which has that Hilton Hotel, which goes beyond just a hotel, and that's quite a unique project there. But to a lesser extent, I thought of, La Lucia Mall, where there was a tower that was built by Growth Point a few years ago. And I know there might have been some local opposition, but Growth Point initially had a plan for further residential as well as office in that La Lucia Mall area. Do you want to share some insight behind the strategy of taking it beyond just commercial, as it were? It's almost creating a mini V&A in different parts, minus maybe a waterfront area.
So we look at key nodes where we have existing buildings, and typically we'll look and see what we can create beyond the existing holdings and the existing properties. You know, the precincts allow us to elevate the standards of pretty much everything we do. And they allow us to create and curate the experience and desirability through, a mix of offerings, of service levels, of standards, of activations. You know, Sandton Summit, we've spoken about Longkloof in Cape Town, is very exciting for us. It's in an incredibly vibrant node just off Kloof Street in Cape Town. We've developed a mixed-use precinct around a square adjoining Longkloof. So it not only connects with Longkloof, but it offers, so much more than Longkloof. It's got a mix of offices, which includes a Workshop 17 and the newly launched Hilton Canopy, which launched in the last, I think it was 10 days. And that's 154 room hotel, Hilton Canopy. I think the first of Hilton's Canopy brand in South Africa. It has been an excellent addition to complete the offering at Longkloof. La Lucia was quite interesting. We did the Kent residential there, and we owned the shopping center, La Lucia Mall, which has been a very stable offering in the area. It's also, I suppose, in a precinct in that it was, or it's adjacent to the Virgin Active Gym. It has sports facilities there, the tennis courts. It's also got an open space, which is a park. And we decided to do a residential development, a quality product residential development of 63 units. And the market snapped them up very quickly. And it was because of the location. It was because of the product. It's because of the views of the sea and the proximity to amenities. So we're constantly looking to see how we can, build on our portfolio and build quality that isn't just bricks and mortar, but experience as well. When we look at some of our successes, for instance, we have our office portfolio in KZN. That is around about 89,000-90,000 square meters. And for all intents and purposes, it's fully let. But it is in a greater precinct, and because most of these buildings are in the on the Umhlanga Ridge. And typically what these precincts allow you to do, as I've mentioned before, is create a safe environment, to create a walkable environment, to give access to amenities, just places and areas that people want to go to, want to work in, considering the amount of time people spend at work, you've got to provide more than just offices and office space.
Thanks for that, Neil. We have quite a long episode than usual, but before you go, tell us about yourself. How long have you been with Growth Point and in this post as head of asset management?
Well, I'm 53 now, and I've been at Growth Point 22 years. January is my anniversary month at Growth Point. I've been in this particular position since, I think it was March 2023, and it's been a fantastic ride. It remains very exciting at Growth Point. We've always got exciting projects. And I'm surrounded by, you know, people I'm learning from all the time. So it really is incredibly stimulating.
Neil, we'll have to leave it there. I appreciate your time on the podcast. That was Neil Schloss, Head of Asset Management in SA for Growthpoint Properties, largely speaking about the Sandton commercial property scene.
Thank you, Suren.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The Property Pod.
MoneyWeb, your trusted source for business and investment insights.